9/11 was the beginning of this war on terror, and that's when the world changed. I personally feel that the world changed for the negative. Civil liberties were lost after that. The homeland became more militarized. We've gone to more war. Our economy has gone a lot weaker because of this war. We spent over $1.3 trillion on this war. That's the U.S. government's own estimate. I've seen estimates that range in the $3 to $4 trillion range.
And Students for a Democratic Society's Matthew Hastings said the amount of money being spent on the so-called war on terror is taking away from things Americans should be able to count on.
Teachers and students hurt by attacks on education. We're told the money's not there, but the money is being dropped on the civilians of Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iraq.
But Valdez from the group Tampa Against the War on Terror said there are other costs, too. According to his research, more than 200,000 civilians have been killed in Middle Eastern countries as a result of U.S. occupation. And of those, many were women and children.
The costs on women's rights in places like Libya, Egypt, Afghanistan, Iraq, women have gone backwards since our involvement there.
No justice, no peace, no war in the Middle East.
Drawing attention from other students and faculty inside the Marshall Student Center, the group of activists dropped a banner from the third floor emboldening war stats. It showed the disparity between casualties and financial loss on 9/11 versus how much since then. He said people who claim that the U.S. military is trying to bring peace and democracy to countries like Iraq and Afghanistan have it all wrong.
As of 2011, according to the Democracy Index, which is a widely recognized measure of government transparency and lack of corruption, ranked Iraq as the 8th worst country in the world and Afghanistan as the 3rd worst country in the world. They're basically part of the 8 worst government regimes, most authoritarian regimes in the world.
We have nothing to fear. Terror will be far removed.
But across the city at Joe Chalura Courthouse Square, a Christian group called Cry Out America was holding a prayer vigil asking people, all people, to return to Christian values. Organizer Justin Peters said, of course she wants peace.
But, there's always been wars, and I guess there always will be wars.
When asked if the group also prays for Muslims who have been killed, Peters had this to say.
We're strictly on the spiritual side of it and praying for our nation.
Hillsborough County School Board candidate Terry Kemple went to what the group called an awakening. Kemple is known in the county for his public outrage against Muslim speakers in public schools. He claimed during several school board meetings that people of Muslim faith are trying to spread Sharia law. After the prayer vigil, Kemple held a press conference at the school board building where he said he would be
calling people to awareness that there are signals and evidence and facts that are out there right now.